Hosting on Airbnb is easy. I have total control of my home and my time.
So, if I wanted to, I could just host every other weekend. Or, when I happen to be away with work.
Or just the August bank holiday weekend.
But not on a full moon. Or even a leap year.
Your house. Your rules. Become a host today on Airbnb.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay. Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Anna,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony,
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster,
give them hell, Miss Noel,
the incredible edible Matthews sisters, and Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bras. It's me, Ronnie. I'm from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast as well. And I'm here with little Ben Mandelker, my co-host and little bestie. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. How are you, babe?
I'm great. I'm here in New York. I've arrived a little early in anticipation of our two big shows later this week, which I should mention, you know, obviously our Friday show is sold out. Friday, we're going to be talking Real Housewives of New York. Season 4, Episode 10, which is called something like Last Call Morocco. So if you're coming to that show, that's the show you should watch to get ready. And then on Thursday, we're talking Real Housewives of Dallas. I looked last night, and there's less than 50 tickets left. It's like 40-something tickets. I haven't looked even today. But if you are thinking last minute, maybe I want to go to that show, you should do it now because it looks like it's where we're getting towards. We're running out of time, but we're also running out of tickets. Similarly, we have the Crappies coming up in January, and we actually sold that out. So if you didn't get your tickets to that, we apologize. But for those of you guys who are going to be coming to that, that's going to be super, super fun. And next month, we're going to Seattle, so get your tickets for that. And then in December, we're going to Nashville. Also, not a lot of tickets left for Nashville. So if you're interested in going there, you should go see it. Go get tickets now because all these shows are going to be amazing. So that's just my earnest plea to get everyone to come to our shows who hasn't bought a ticket yet.
Yes, everybody.
And go to watchforcrappens.com to get your tickets, by the way.
Okay, everybody. Here we are on a beautiful Married to Medicine Monday.
Yes, Married to Medicine.
Well, we got to find out why Heavenly's like she is. And, man, that vitamin K. Is that what you get from the sun, vitamin K? Or is that vitamin D?
I thought it was vitamin D. I don't know. You know, I actually don't know my vitamins very well. I just know that vitamin C is what you want to have so that way you don't get sick. And then there's another vitamin that you get from carrots so you don't go blind.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you also get vitamins apparently from sunlight. And Heavenly didn't get enough, okay? And that made her crazy. So if any of you have children and you're keeping them in a shoebox or a windowless room, stop that because you're going to raise Heavenly. And you're going to have that coming home every year for Christmas.
Yeah, mixed blessing. Because on the one hand, she did become a doctor. On the other hand, she did become Heavenly. So what do you want?
Yeah, but we've never had dental work from Heavenly. For all we know, she's like the dentist from Little Shop of Horrors and never gives you any drugs because she gets off on your pain because she grew up in a windowless room.
Yeah, she basically grew up like the kid in room, okay? And I don't know if that always translates to great dentistry.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Room starring Heavenly Kimes.
I got to get out of this room, Daddy. I never saw Room, as I've mentioned many times before on this podcast, but I did read the book And I hated the book. I'm just hating everything in pop culture right now. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm not a hater. I'm just feeling that way right now.
Oh, yeah. He's saying that because our bonus episode is talking about A Star Is Born, the new Gaga movie. So if you want to.
Which everyone loves except for me. I, like, detested it. So, yeah.
So that's in our All bonus. Right. So go get that at Patreon. Yeah. So we opened this with lasagna. Oh, okay. So, so Mariah is making dinner for Lauren, and she's like, now, any dish, Lauren, is similar to life. Everything is made out of layers. And Lauren's like, why does everything need to be a life lesson? And weren't you the woman who, like, pulled somebody's weave out or, like, hit them over the head with a purse? Or was that Toya?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I want to hear life lessons or learn about layers from Mariah. She's, like, putting, like, making a salad. She's like, now, listen, sometimes in life you have to wash yourself and put yourself in a thing that goes around and around and around and around to get all the water off. Okay, Lauren?
Life is a salad spinner. But, yeah, I don't want to learn about layers from her either. She's like, just wear a cardigan before you beat up your friend. Okay? Yeah. Life is about layers.
Sometimes lasagna is just lasagna, and it's nothing more.
Yeah, sometimes lasagna is just a lazy-ass dish, okay? If you're going to teach your kid life, why just do the easiest baking pasta dish, okay? Like, make a decent vodka sauce, okay, Mariah? That's parenting right there.
I mean, I wouldn't say lasagna is the easiest pasta to make because it can take a few hours, you know? Like,
you just
I think
throw
the easiest...
a bunch of shit in a bowl or in a glass tray and shove it in the oven. What's so difficult?
Okay, well, maybe average lasagna is easy. But if you're going to want to make a good lasagna, it's going to take a little bit of time.
This is Mariah lasagna, okay? How difficult can
you're
it
right.
be?
You're right. It's like Prego yes. and like ricotta cheese. And some... she probably doesn't even use the noodles that you cook. You know, she uses the ones that like cook themselves, which are
yes,
like
yes, that's the ones I'm
fine.
Talking about.
Yeah. She doesn't even boil the water.
Yeah. So she's making a lasagna, and that's the whole show. The end. So then Toya is at her fucking house again, because what else would Toya be doing? I want to see one season where Toya tries to get a damn job, okay? I'm sick of Toya looking at houses. She's like the Zillow. She's like the Real Housewives of Zillow. All this bitch does is go look at houses.
Zilla, that's hers. I go on Zilla. So she and Eugene are at the construction site. She's like, oh, wow, look at that, Eugene. Yesterday I saw a picture and there was no upstairs, but today there's upstairs. I'm like, it's called construction. That's how it works.
Also, if your house is being built in a day, you're getting ripped off.
Yeah.
Okay. She's like, look, there's an entire floor, Eugene. I think that's going to fall down, okay?
Hey, Eugene, that wall just fell over when I sneezed. That's pretty cool. I didn't know we had a fall overable wall. Does it go
when
back up again?
When we were thinking about a forever home, we thought of things that was important to our family. Look, I'm getting chill bumps. I'm getting chill bumps. I'm ecstatic about this closet, y'all. I'm ecstatic.
Oh, Toya. Sweet, sweet Toya. Oh,
sweet Toya in her basement closet.
So apparently Toya has told everyone in the group that they're buying a house except for Contessa, which I feel like will oddly become an annoying plot point in a few episodes, you know, like because Contessa's, you know, later on she's getting her double mastectomy. So she'll have an episode where she's recovering. And then like the episode after that, she can go back to petty arguments, you know, because she's doing a heavy storyline right now. So then when she's back to pettiness, it'll be like, oh, you didn't tell me about the house? Wow. I mean, all I was doing was going through a double mastectomy, but you don't want to tell me about your house, the two-story closet? Fine, fine.
Yeah, that's so Toya. Toya's like, I didn't tell her about our house. Meanwhile, Contessa's like getting major surgery.
Yeah, Toya's going to be the one who's mad that Contessa didn't tell her about the double mastectomy. She's like, well,
we're a sisterhood. And even though I don't like you sometimes, you still should tell me about your double mess. What's it called again? Mesopotamia?
She's getting an insectomy. She's going to come back here and be the Lord of the Flies or something.
She's getting a double Maximilian.
So then let's see here. This I wrote down a million notes. I don't know why. Because it's like, let's have a serious discussion while we stand in our basement closet or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, please don't be mean to Contessa. I really like Scott, and I would hate to lose another friend because you're an asshole. You know? She's like, it would be. She ate my lab chops. Because Contessa stayed at lunch and, like, ate the food, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And she's like, and she's Oh, who's she talking about? Where she's? I'm so sorry. I wrote so many notes. I'm reading. I'm like, why did I write the entire script? It's like we're going to reenact the entire script from the. Look, there's a pipe coming up over there.
There's a pipe. Oh, look, it's a hill. Oh, look, it's a driveway. But it's not. It's not done yet. So it's dusty. Dusty driveways.
Forever driveway. Forever driveway.
Forever driveway.
One thing I will say. Forever driveway.
Forever your driveway. It's just every song is a different variation on Forever Driveway.
And I miss that.
Forever driveway. I want to be forever driveway.
I miss her obsession with sidewalks. Remember when they were getting that other house? They kept looking at houses and she's like, but I want a sidewalk. And they're like, but there's no sidewalks on the street. But I want one. And then she'd go to the next house like, where the sidewalk at?
She's learned. She's like, well, the streets have no name. So either way, the conversation shifts over to Quad and Greg. And Eugene says that, you know, he had his guys' night and Greg came over. And he's like, actually, it's pretty surprising because Curtis was sort of doing an intervention on Greg. And then we see a flashback of Greg being like, I don't know what Quad will take me back. Curtis is like, well, do you want her back? He's like, I want her back. Well, you got to stay the course. It's like, that was the intervention?
Yeah, just blame a blog like I did, which, of course, Greg did, you know?
Yeah.
And then the way the guys stand up for each other on this show is touching in a way. Because it's like they stand up for each other, even though they know they're totally wrong. But it's also disgusting, you know, because Eugene's like, well, Curtis had this intervention and he was telling us that every counseling session they went to, he had to set up. And then he would set up these vacations, but then he would set them up in places that she didn't want to go. And she's like, well, the obvious problem is it with Greg. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. He's the cheater. And why would you think that it's romantic to set up a vacation somewhere your wife doesn't want to go? Like, well, I thought it was, what kind of effort is that you're making?
I thought it wasn't where she doesn't want to go. I thought it was that she couldn't go. I don't know. Either way, like, here's the thing. You know that Greg is the sort of guy that's like,
all right, I'm going to save this marriage. Okay, I set up a counseling session for tomorrow at 2 p.m.
And it's like, she's like, Gregory, I have Sister Circle live at 2 p.m. tomorrow. I can't do counseling. But, you know, he probably went ahead and was like, okay, we're going to do this. And this is the way it's going to be. And probably did not say to her, like, hey, would this be a good time? Whatever. He just declared it. And then she's like, I can't do it. And then he's like, well, I tried. You know? And then he's like, oh, well, I've been doing all the work. But it's like, no, but you haven't actually been doing the work with her. You've just been telling her, okay, this is a time for counseling. This is just what I'm inferring. This is based off of nothing.
Yeah, well, we've seen them in counseling, in their group counseling with their friends, where I think the last time we saw him was the time he fell to the ground foaming at the mouth, which I still can't get out of my head. So
yeah, that was an odd moment.
Yeah, I don't blame anybody for not wanting to go to therapy with you. That was terrifying. You looked like a rabid dog.
Yeah, exactly. So Eugene, you know, it's more talk about, like, well, Greg has to fight for his marriage. He's got to fight for his marriage. And Toya's like, I want to see the basement. Can we look at the basement again? I want to look at the basement.
Yeah, Toya, remembering what's important. So then in Miami, where Heavenly Jackie and Simone are to go on Heavenly's origin story, they're at a restaurant. And Heavenly's like, you like this song? Do you like this song? And Jackie's like, I love this song. And Simone's like, Jackie, you know that sun causes skin cancer, carcinoma, all sorts of unhealthy things while you're lecturing me about health. And I just thought only these three girls could have a conversation about the sun and just keep me entertained for an hour.
Well, I'm glad for you, Ronnie. You
know, like, everybody's opinion on the sun.
Yeah, it's at last. It's like a lemon squeeze, but with sun. So Toya calls up, and she's like, oh, what I should have did was maybe call you normally, but I FaceTimed you. And anyway, Mariah gave you all the perfect name. She said y'all were the Golden Girls, and isn't that hilarious because you guys are old and in Miami right now? Isn't that what you should have did is laugh at that right now? Right? And Jackie's like, let me see this for a moment. Click, sorry about that. I guess I hung up. And they don't even call her back, and she doesn't call back. They're just like, no, bye, Toya.
Yeah,
bye.
She's like, I cannot hear you now. I cannot hear you now. Click, click, click.
Yeah.
And then Heavenly's like, you gotta say I'm brutal, but Jackie can say whatever. Because Jackie told Simone that she needs Botox.
Yeah. That's because when Jackie says it, she says, you know, like, you could use some Botox. As opposed to Heavenly be like, that bitch hoed, like, daddy, you could use some Botox. Your mama could use some Botox in her face and her veins. That's what she could do right now. She's just a hoe, daddy, daddy. And it's like, whoa, Heavenly.
I like that Jackie comes off as the most positive person of all time, but then she's like, you really see who people are on vacation, you know? And she's really difficult to go on vacation with. They're ordering. Yeah, and everybody's ordering, and she's like, well, I don't want shrimp. I'm like, you're even complaining about shrimp?
Yeah, shrimp is healthy. Sorry. So Simone's like, I want to know why we were the Fab Five last year, and this year we're the Fab Nothing. And then they do like a flashback, and it's like Mariah squawking about something. Like, well, there's the answer. Mariah's here. That's why Fat turns Fab Five into nothing. Fab Nothing.
Yeah, and Contessa.
Well, Contessa was there last year too.
Yeah, but she wasn't part of the Fab Five, was she?
That's true.
Because I think that Heavenly brought out those T-shirts before the newbies were introduced.
Quite possibly. So Jackie basically was like, well, last year when I was going through my issues with Curtis, I feel like everyone rallied around me and that gave us a unity. But Quad won't let us do that, so she's ruined everything for us. They're like, sure, yes.
Well, we have a lot to work on, ladies. Jackie got on my damn nerve too, but it's something we all gotta work through.
And then they're like, okay, let's go to Little Havana. And Jackie's like, I don't want sugar.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. Come on, Jackie. Little Havana. You don't have to have a sugarcane cocktail, okay? Just go and enjoy something.
I will not be having sugar or straw hats. I'm telling you that now. And Heavenly's like, no sugar, no alcohol, no dick. What can we get, Jackie?
So then they head off, and they're like driving through South Beach on the way to Little Havana. And Heavenly's like, I'm excited to see a side of Miami I haven't seen before. I'm like, wasn't this strip supposed to be about therapy and your sightseeing right now? What's going on here? This is not going to help you right now.
Yeah. And it turns out that every part of Miami is something she's never seen before because her mom never let her out of the house. I mean, what the hell? So they go into...
her house is probably in Little Havana.
Oh, look at this neighborhood. I never knew this neighborhood existed here.
It's like, you lived there. You lived there, Heavenly.
And they're both shocked at how road ragey Simone is. But then all we see is Simone's road rage. And she's like... You are turning without a turn signal. Are we going to have to discuss this Mercedes-Benz?
And she is right up on that steering wheel. She looks like she's like driving a forklift or something. She is right up on it, and she's like, no, taxi, no. No, you cannot pass. Cecil. Like, wait, Cecil's not even here.
She's all mad at Cecil still.
She just sees Cecil and all the cars around her.
Could you stop acting like the car's got hydraulics, Simone?
She's like,
her and her loud outbursts and temper tantrums make you a little scared to be in the passenger seat, okay? You don't know when a bitch gonna slap at you and start hollering.
Like, that's like every lunch with you, okay?
Yeah.
Hypocrite.
Exactly. So they arrive in Little Havana, and they go to a cigar shop, and they're like looking at this lady rolling up a cigar, and Heaven's like, oh, daddy, I thought it'd be like shredded or something, you know what I mean? Like marijuana. I mean, well. She's like, I never seen marijuana before. It's like, no, Heavenly, you're stoned right now. We know it.
So Heavenly starts smoking up, and Jackie's like, oh, smoke. I should have said yes to sugar.
I know. Exactly, Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie's like dying in the corner. So then Quad is having lunch with her couple friends. And Quad is that girl in the restaurant who's like, well, look at you, so pretty. It's like the waitress.
Yeah, she's like the waitress comes by. She's like, well, look at you, so pretty. Hey, under that glass, Sister Circle Live, reporting live from a beautiful lady's restaurant, Quad.
I can't believe how beautiful she is.
And the lady's like, hi, my name is Brittany. She's like, hey, Brit.
Hey. Brittany, the filter, the daffodil. Like, what?
You can clean my water all day long, Sister Circle, Brit.
You might be a filter, but I am completely unfiltered, Brittany. I shall not be filtered by you, Brittany the waitress.
Well, fill up my pitcher and pour, 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 Brittany.
You can't fill up a pitcher unless you have a stapler on top of a moo-moo. Am I right, Brittany? She's like, I'm just going to leave this here. Sorry.
So one of the couples from Couples Therapy comes over for third wheel meeting, I guess we'll call it.
Yeah. Hot Mark, my favorite from the therapy group.
Yeah. And she's like, I already got us shots. Sad shots.
I ordered us onion rings. I ordered us onion rings. I ordered them 10 minutes ago and they have not arrived.
I ordered us onion rings because my sister's circle is now fried.
The onion ring is a reminder of the promises Gregor made to me when he put an actual onion ring on my finger at our wedding. I should have known.
Greasy finger spoon daffodil, honey child.
So
I thought about getting french fries. I thought about it. And I said, no. No. It will be an onion ring. It's like, okay, quad, relax.
So this girl isn't like afraid to get yelled at by Quad, because she's just like, so how are you handling the situation, you know, with the blogs and stuff? Because he's been caught with this girl now putting the business in the streets. And Quad's like, it is not working. It is worsening by the day. Literally.
It is literally worsening. The tension. Nabiel's like, well, has Greg, like, shown that he's, like, sorry? Basically, has Greg shown contrition? And Quad's like, he blames me. There's nowhere I am going to endure what I have been enduring near a doorway that has a door frame that looks adorable, that reminds me of the country of Andorra.
Blame me, shame me, don't try to tame me, Gregory!
Bend me or break me, any way you take me. I need reciprocity in my marriage for it to work.
And she tells us, it's not easy to just say he screwed up once, so I'm out of there. You know what? It would be easier for us. So could you please just leave already? Because I can't with this. It's making me crazy. And she goes, there's no way I'm going to endure getting no reciprocity. She's so dramatic. I love it.
They're like, Will, what does that mean? She means, I mean, I ordered the onion rings, so you ordered the sodas.
And the lady's like, it sounds like you need time apart. Here's how this can
which
work.
Is her way of saying, this way we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, she's like, and I guess we're paying for this lunch too, right? Because you're the sad one.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
If I hosted my flat on Airbnb for 15 days, I could fly to Melbourne to see my family.
I could buy two football season tickets for me and my brother.
Or about 39 moderately priced handbags.
I'll be honest, I'll probably just buy that new sofa.
Host your home today to get the things you want tomorrow. Become a host in London with Airbnb.
Weapons commercial.
So the next day.
Yeah. So now we see like pops of everyone, and we see Toya in the kitchen. She's with her son and he's like learning math in school. And she's like, oh, that's so what's 5 times 4? No, seriously, I need to know. my phone's upstairs. I can't do it on the calculator.
She's like, take your time. I'm like, I want to see you come up with the answer. Like, are you going to ever tell him? Because like, you know, she thinks it's 27.
Yeah,
5 times 4, which we know is 13.
So Mariah, Aiden, and Lauren go to a nice restaurant, which I thought was actually really cute. They were on like a little formal dinner together, and they sit down, and Lauren's like, okay, crazy mom, hair plug dad, the situation we're about to talk about is very, very delicate and sensitive. And they're like, what, huh, what? She's like, the birds and the bees, let's discuss.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about the situation who didn't pay his taxes and is now in jail, Lauren. Is that what you want for yourself?
Now, Lauren, look at this dinner roll. It's like left. You can tear it open and put butter on it, and it will be delicious. but will also make you gain weight. What do you think about that, Lauren? Mom, it's a dinner roll.
You see, Lauren, dating is like an entree. You got a waiter for it, okay? Just waiter for it.
Sometimes dating is like this jumbo shrimp cocktail that just arrived here at the table. It can be a little cold, and you have to grab it by the tail and dip it in some sauce to make it more exciting.
Now, high school is going to be like this bag of breadsticks, okay? They're going to keep bringing you lots of sticks, Lauren. You just keep saying, no sticks, no. Okay. You want one stick? You can have it your second year in college, Lauren.
Now, sex is like this cream of spinach right here, okay? Now, spinach technically is good for you, but this is a horrific dish for your life. And will fill you with regret.
Poor Lauren, no wonder she's confused, because they keep having this talk with her, and they just say boys, but they don't really explain it. And she's like, okay, I guess we're going to talk about the birds and the bees. I got the hint 3 weeks ago, and we see the clip where Mariah's like, the birds and the bees and the busters. And she's like, what's that? And she's like, the broke down boys who are going to be approaching you, the busters.
I'm like, you cannot reinvent Scrubs, Mariah. You are not at that level.
The birds and the bees is already confusing enough. It's like, do the birds fuck the bees? Like, how does that work? I still don't even understand the story of the birds and the bees.
I don't understand why it's called the birds and the bees either. And I don't know why Mariah is confusing the metaphor with the busters. Because, like, what is a buster? Is it, like, another type of animal? Is it just a guy? Like, yeah. you can't bring busters. You cannot buck years of tradition with birds and bees with busters, okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's just mixing a bunch of confusing things in there. Lauren's not going to know what sex is. You know, she's going to think it's like folding a restaurant napkin.
I know, especially because as they try to embark on this discussion, the waitress comes over and is like, okay, so what are we deciding on? Like, I am sorry we're discussing the birds and bees. Okay, oh, here's how it works. Guys and girls have sex, but guess what? Guys and guys can have sex, and girls can have sex. And you can have a baby if it's guys and girl, and you don't want to regret it. Be safe. Fuck a guy who looks really hot. Okay, do you want the prime rib or what?
Yeah, pretty much. And Aiden's like, well, our culture is more about doing what mommy and daddy say. For example, 5 out of 7 of my brothers and sisters had an arranged marriage. And then Mariah's like, you definitely wasn't arranged. That's for sure.
Is he also, like, is his family also the family that tests toothpaste? You know, like, 5 out of 7 dentists approve. Yeah. World B.
5 out of 7s of my brother and sister, you know, have a wife that the family's not terrified of. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So Aiden's like, well, so I think that you can get married the second year. I'm not married. You can start dating the second year of college. And even Mariah's like, what? What?
And he said, when I first saw your mom, I just stalked her. I would watch her and follow her. I'm like, okay, you guys are really making this creepy. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not liking this discussion.
Yeah, exactly. So
but then we find out that his first girlfriend, because he's like, that was my first love. She's like, I was not. Your dad had this old ratty girl when I met him. And yeah, if I had to think about it, she looked kind of like Heavenly.
Yeah, he's like, well, she's like, who did she look more like, me or Heavenly? He's like, I don't know. It's like, me or Heavenly? He's like, maybe right in between you guys. She's like,
Oh, she gets really mad. And then it comes back to food, thank God. Because Mariah's like, Mariah's mad, but she doesn't really know why. And then she's like, well, that's the first date. Look, you got to eat what's on your plate. Don't put anything that's not on your plate, Lauren. You know, if you can't eat it, you did it wrong. Eat a little and be like, this steak is divine. Yes, this steak is divine. Yes, Lauren, say it. She's like, I'm not saying that, okay?
Lauren's like, I'm joining chess club.
I'm becoming a nun.
I'm a novice.
If you wanted to talk me into never having sex ever, okay, you just did it. Thank you.
Congratulations. You won.
Like, how many years has Mariah just been going, this is the thing! Yes! They're like, oh my god, that lady with her steak.
The poor waitress is just like, oh god, another birds and the bees discussion in the restaurant. Why they always come here?
Is anybody going to tell me who Buster is?
That lady, that waitress, she probably has a poster of Brienne of Tarth on her bedroom wall. Like, this is what I've been waiting
for. She was Brienne of Tarth, the waitress.
She was. It was like, Mariah Hook, I have sworn my loyalty to you and would care for nothing more than to serve you
some ribeye right now.
I promised your mother I would never let you go hungry. So, Contessa,
I made a vow to your mother that I shall always serve you Bernays sauce.
Bernays, that was her name.
Bernays. Aiden's like, oh, you had to mention Bernays. Man. It is my honor. So, and then she just like punches the guy with the dessert cart. This is the problem. See, now that I've watched Game of Thrones, I'm like just awful. I just am going to make Game of Thrones references left and right for the next like 2 weeks or so. So I'm sorry. This is just what's going to happen.
And then once you stop, Game of Thrones is going to come back on. That's just how life works.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So something just as fun as Game of Thrones, Contessa's going to go get surgery.
Yeah.
So sad. This is sad. So, I have nothing really to say. Do you?
The only thing I have to say is that I really respected that on the day of her surgery, she was making pancakes from Krusty's, which I think is the better mix than Bisquick.
Oh, there Krusty's, you go.
Krusty's is good.
I'm not a mix kind of a person. I say order some flour. Okay.
Well, listen, I'm also not a mixed sort of person, but one time I went and had breakfast at my friend's place and she made pancakes with Krusty's. And I said, what's this? And then I had the pancakes and they were delicious. Mm-hmm. So there, if you have to use a mix, use Krusty's.
There you go, everybody. Use code Crappins and see if that works at checkout. Just try it.
I know. We'll get they were actually not an advertiser, but maybe they want to be now. Honestly, Krusty's is awesome. It really is.
Honestly, you should be making your pancakes out of teamy tea. Just grind it up, throw some flour in there.
I make pancakes out of old HelloFresh boxes.
And eat them while you, you know, lay on your Casper
mattress. I use a Casper syrup. So anyway, Contessa's scared for surgery and it's sad. So now we go back to Miami. And it's the next day.
Did Schaefer dishes come in this room? Why are there still Schaefer dishes in there? Are they having every meal catered? Because that's amazing. And if that is what Heavenly does, I want to go on vacation with Heavenly because I've never seen that. It's like next to the couches. There's just Schaefers in the room at all times.
Yeah, Harry Schaefer. So, they're going to be going. Today is the big day. The big day that they're going to be going to her childhood home in Miami where she grew up. Heavenly. She's been enjoying Miami so far because as they're driving, she's saying how like, you know, they're talking about how serene the city is and they really love Miami, but she would never want to live here because she was basically traumatized growing up in Miami. And by the way, I do want to mention a fun follow-up story. Remember last week I talked at length about Moonlight. I was like, oh, all I know about growing up in Miami, I learned from the movie Moonlight. And then I talked about it extensively.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? The director of Moonlight was on my flight to New York. So there.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you tell him, hi, I'm Ben. I just talked about Moonlight.
I really wanted to. I did say hi to him, though, because we were standing next to each other at baggage claim. And so I said, I just want you to know. I really loved your movie deeply, 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 deeply. And he's like, oh, thank you so much. He's, what's your name? I said, I'm Ben. He's like, I'm Barry. Nice to meet you. And then he went on his way. He was so nice. He's so cute. So cute. But I really wanted to be like, yeah, I just talked about your movie on my podcast, but that I felt like would be deranged. And I felt like a simple, you know, I really enjoyed your movie deeply, deeply, deeply was a little bit more sane.
Yeah. You got three deeplies in there. So,
yeah, I really feel like
I give your film three deeplies.
Yeah. I feel like I feel like I really expressed how much I loved his movie. I feel like that really came across.
Well, that's good. That is kind of crazy that we were just talking about it.
Right? It's weird.
So, back in the car with Heavenly, Heavenly's like, deeply, 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 driving down the streets of Miami.
That movie Moonlight affected me deeply, 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 deeply.
So she's like, if I had known this part of Miami, I might have wanted to live here. So Simone's like, do you have good memories in your childhood home? I'm like, you know she doesn't. She had to come back here to solve it, okay? Come on.
At which point, Simone then falls asleep in the backseat.
Yeah, Simone just starts Heavenly talking and then goes to bed.
Yeah, exactly. And so Heavenly tells this whole story about how her mom kept her sheltered her childhood, because she was the good child and her older sister Denise was the disaster. So Denise was allowed to go out and like be with the boys, but Heavenly basically was not allowed to leave the house. She was stuck in the house the entire time.
Well, am I the only one who felt like the sister is the traumatized one in this family? I mean, Jesus. She's like, I couldn't go out like my sister. She said I was a good one and I could be something. Let that woman go out if she wants to. You're going to study. I was like, this mother totally traumatized the other kid, okay? I'm kind of feeling for the other kid.
Well, both of them were probably traumatized because Denise probably felt like she could never amount to anything and was Heavenly was the good one. So Denise wasn't worth anything. And then Heavenly was the one who's, you know, has the pressure of being the good one. But then she's stuck in the house and tortured and not given social skills and probably resents Denise on some level for being able to live a full life.
Yeah, it was really sad. And then she says that the mom told them that they were both going to be doctors and this and that. So I don't know where that went off the rails for Denise. But Denise became a dental office manager and couldn't handle Heavenly, so now she works for somebody else. Which is good, because the way that she talks about her, I'm like, God, this woman's in prison, or she's on, like, intervention, you know, like one of those ladies collecting things.
I also feel like it's clear where Heavenly has all these crazy notions of other women, where they come from, because you know she's always talking about those hoes are always going out to the man. You know, she's always talking about that. She's always calling all these women hoes. And she just distrusts them, and she thinks the hoes are the real problem. And it's clear that, like, while Denise was out in the world, she and her mom were just sitting at home just complaining about women. Like, her mom was probably like, them hoes, you know? And Heavenly probably was like, yeah. And her mom was probably like, I'm just going to assume her mom was, like, bitter about things in life and that she just would stick home with Heavenly and just complain to Heavenly. And that probably really shaped Heavenly's worldview, you know? This is probably a woman who was stuck at home while her husband was overseas, and I don't know if he was doing anything or not. I can't even say if he not, we don't know anything about him except that he was overseas and absent for a while. But she probably was just like stuck at home and bitter and just taking it all out on little childhood Heavenly, and that's probably how she became Heavenly the way she is.
Yeah, and Jackie's like, well, I'm starting to understand why she's in so many conflicts. If you don't socialize with kids, your ability to problem solve is warped. It's like Jackie can put everything in the nicest way.
I know. I mean, thank God I was the captain of every single kickball team I ever played on, which explains why I'm able to solve all conflicts easily and maturely.
And Simone is snoring in the back seat now with her mouth wide open, which was so funny because they just kept her in the shot the whole time that, that Heavenly's like giving her origin story.
It was like Heavenly is telling such a serious, heartbreaking story. And Simone's in the back seat and we're like looking up her nostril. She's like in the back of Heavenly's head and every shot.
And Heavenly's like, Simone, we is not going to do this shit. We are on a journey, a spiritual journey, and you're asleep.
And we learned that, like, Heavenly's dad came home when she was, I don't know, what it was like around when she was, like, in ninth grade or something like that. She came home, and he came home, and then he started imposing all these military rules, which caused chaos in the house. Like, it's, like, it sounds like a house of childhood trauma. It sounds like there was, it does sound like a Prince of Tides situation. Like one of these, like there needs to be a novel written about Heavenly's childhood, because that is the shit that novels are made of, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was sad. So then we go to Contessa and Scott. She's going to the hospital and her dad calls her to make sure she's okay. And she's like, well, I was nervous, but now I'm not because daddy called. And that's all I really wanted, which is so, I'm like, Jesus, why does, stop cutting to Contessa. This is making me too sad.
Also, why is Contessa driving herself? I mean, so Scott was in the passenger seat. But, like, Scott, drive Contessa. Let her be in the passenger seat.
I think because he walked them into school. Because when they drop off at school, he had to walk them in and stuff. She probably didn't want to, like, go walk them through school or whatever.
But wouldn't she want to walk her children to school? Like, if I feel like for me, like maybe she was afraid of being, like, a blubbering mess. You know,
yeah,
I feel like
know.
If I were going,
I just mean like the job with less movement is the walking them in.
Oh, maybe.
But who knows? Why are we talking about that?
I don't know. It's my fault. I feel like
I'm like, why am I mad at Scott right now? Wait a minute. Is this justified?
I did that to you. So. I did that. I mean, first she makes her own breakfast, and then she has to drive herself to the hospital. I mean, can she, like, have, like, can we just, like, get a little bit of pampering for her before the surgery?
Yeah, well, she had a good mix, okay? That's all she gets today, a good pancake mix.
Yeah, she got a Krusty's pancake. Yeah. Good for her. Get those carbs.
Yeah.
Jack, speaking of which, Jackie texts her support, like, you're going to get through this. Don't you worry. I know you had pancakes this morning, so we won't tell anyone. But after the surgery, no more pancakes because fit is the new it, and I'm watching you. Thank you.
Yeah. She's like, take one step and then another and then another, and you'll realize fit is the new it.
Take one step and another and another, and you'll realize you too could have been on the kickball court.
Hopefully you will be fine enough to come to the trampoline park in the near future and do some jumping jacks.
And hopefully no one will be smoking any cigars nearby, ruining your lungs.
I'm glad you're not here being poisoned with sugar canes and the smell of cigar smoke. That is the new wit. Love, Jackie.
Please send help. They're trying to make me eat shrimp again. So she sent a very self-involved support text. So then we go back to Miami. And now this scene, this was a really intense scene. I actually got choked up. I don't know about you, Ronnie, but I got really choked up during this. When they start walking around Heavenly's childhood house, and they walk around and Heavenly was all nervous, and it was sort of weird because as they were walking up to the house, Heavenly's like, oh, look at this. I didn't know there was a backyard back here. Oh, there's a sidewalk. Oh, Daddy, look, there's a tree over here. I didn't know this. They're like, how did you not know? She's like, no, you don't understand. I literally never left my house. I went to school and I came home, and I was not let outside to play. It's like,
yeah, damn. And they just keep asking her questions, like the same questions. Jackie's like, so you didn't play outside? It's like, no, Jackie, I told you I never moved out. I never did anything, Jackie. And someone's like, so you didn't have friends? No, what are you not understanding here, Simone? God damn it.
Was this backyard a good backyard to play tag in? Daddy, how many times did I tell you I didn't play no don't low down tag? I was stuck inside my whole childhood, Daddy.
Yeah, and so they're like, wow, this explains a lot, you know? Simone says she didn't get the chance to experience a lot of the childhood conflicts in a kickball game where you feel someone else cheated and you poke their eyes out with a Bic pen. She didn't learn conflict resolution as a child.
She didn't learn what it's like to play kickball and find out the second baseman invested all your money in an app.
Ow! Well, I just wanted you to know what kickball felt like.
Heavenly, stand right there. All right, now I'm going to pick 12 people and then you. Now you will tell me what that feels like.
I want to kill a bitch!
You're learning, Heavenly. You are learning.
Heavenly, what did it feel like to sit at the window in your bedroom and look at your neighborhood?
God damn it. How many times I gotta tell you I didn't have a window in my bedroom, Daddy?
Oh. So the guy who owns this house now is named Louie. And she's called him to make sure they can come over, obviously. And he's like, hi, everybody. Welcome. And she's like, I don't know why I feel nervous, Louie. And he's like, well, come on in. So they come in with this whole camera crew or whatever. And Louis, God bless his heart. He's so sweet to let him do this. And then he's like, hey, welcome to my house. And then they're like, this is the most depressing thing ever. Well, poor fucking Louis, okay?
Yeah.
Louis, like, paying for this house. You guys are acting like, you know, it's a horror museum or whatever. I felt bad for Louis.
And you know that all of Louis's friends are so mad at him right now. Like, oh, fucking Louis, acting like his house always looks like that. He's never had his house that clean before. He found out that TV cameras were coming through, and he called up someone to vacuum it. Because, you know, he was like, oh, welcome to my house, which is always at the state of cleanliness.
Yeah, I don't think Louis understood that he was signing up for a day full of depression and house shaming. But, you know, congrats, and like, Louis.
Yeah, because they're, like, walking around. And, you know, we see where Heavenly shows us where her bedroom used to be. There's like there used to be a wall up in this one room, and she lived in like a tiny room that had no windows. I mean, it's sad. And on top of that, we learned that they always had to keep the lights on. They were not allowed to go to sleep with the lights off. Her mom made them keep the lights on all day long, which is also there's something there. That's a weird thing that there's some shit with that, you know. And then they're walking around and she's like, oh, this is the room where my father died, which was really intense. And I also was wondering like what Louis was thinking, because she was like, he died right there in that room, right here in this room. And Louis's like,
jeez,
that's my bedroom.
Yeah, yeah. And there was also like a hole punched in the door or something, you know, like a hole in the door. And
but that was like a really intense thing, because she was like, she hadn't thought about that memory in sounded like 20 years. And then she saw it and was like, it all came back, and she started to like get hot and like panicked. And she just sort of like, it's like, I gotta go. And so she like walks out of the house, which was kind of funny because the production, they like all of a sudden added like tense, like a dinosaur is chasing you music for like 2 seconds. It was like, she was like, I gotta go. I was like, dun, 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 dun. And that's it. I was like, oh, okay, like yeah. Chase music for like 1 second, and now we're back to sad music.
Yeah, she's like, now what city are we in? They're like, your front yard. Oh, I've never seen it before. yeah, this whole thing was really sad.
Yeah, so she starts to cry, and she starts telling, and she tells a story about how she learned when her father died, like how her mom called her when she was in dentist school, and like she was taking finals, and her mom was like, you have to come back. And she's like, well, I'm taking finals. And her mom started screaming at her, like, you have to come back. It was just like really, really sad. It was sad because it's always sad hearing about, you know, hearing someone tell the story about learning how their parent died. But then also sad seeing how this trauma really impacted her. And like the lifelong scars that these things leave. It was like, I got really sad.
Yeah. So Jackie's like, you guys want to pray? Give me your hands. God is good. God is great.
She did it like 10 times.
Fit is the new it if you want to lose weight. And they're like, amen! Solved! Thank you.
Jackie was trying to get them to pray like every single time. She's like, we're going to go to the cigar shop again. Okay, should we pray also? Do you want to pray? You want to pray? No? Okay.
Life can be hard. Life can be like a booger. Just please don't make me eat sugar. Thank you, God.
Jackie! Jackie! So then we go to Contessa, who's going into surgery, and Scott then gets we're watching footage from Scott's phone, and he's like, well, a lot of good things happen in hospitals and also a lot of bad things. So,
geez, thanks, Scott.
Yeah, thanks.
So she's like, you know, I don't want the kids to think mommy's just doing something just to be doing it, you know, but I don't want to be a burden on my kids, and I want to be here to watch you grow up. I was like, geez, this show is killing me.
I know.
Throw a plate against a wall. What the hell?
So, well, then we go back to Miami, and now it's nighttime, and Heavenly and the ladies are at a bar, and some of Heavenly's old friends from high school are going to come by to say hi. So all these women come by, and they're all, I forget all their names, but one of the women, she has like a white friend, and I loved how the white friend looked exactly like the white woman from In Living Color. I was like, that's just perfect. Did you notice that? She looked just like that woman.
No, I did notice that her face was always like, meow. She has this face like, meow.
She definitely had just gone to Ross Dress for Less and was like, I'm going to pick out a sassy outfit for Bravo Television.
I liked that all the women squealed like Heavenly. It was, all you hear is like,
all the dolphins and seagull in the Miami waters started like jumping around. They just started dying because they heard all these weird mixed signals. Like,
and so the girls pretty much know Heavenly. You know, I mean, God, could you imagine Heavenly in high school? It's like Heavenly times 50, you know?
Yeah.
And so they all know her pretty well. And Jackie's trying to give her trouble. She's like, well, the only thing we've heard about Heavenly was that she's the smartest person in class and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, maybe that's how I saw her, Jackie. But then the ladies were really supportive of her. I really liked all these ladies. Jackie's like, well, does it hurt you
the way that Heavenly speaks to basically anybody and anything in the world. And they're like, no, that's just Heavenly. That's how it is. She's great.
Like, mm. My DirecTV did that glitch thing again where it like fast forwarded 2 minutes out of nowhere. So I just heard them say, like, remember when Heavenly used to drink Mad Dog? And then all of a sudden, next thing I saw was Simone being like, and that's okay, or something like that. I was like, I don't know what just happened.
Yeah, the lady's like, remember when we would get drunk on Mad Dog and you passed out in the back of the car? And she's like, no, no. And Simone's like, we have moved on. She has dropped the Magnum and picked up the crown. Moving on up. And so she's like, so Heavenly tends to get sharp with us. Has she changed? You know, was she like that? And she's like, no, that's just Heavenly. It's Heavenly being Heavenly. And Jackie's like, yes, but when you get to be mature like we are, you can't express yourself in the same way. And the lady's like, I mean, Heavenly's always expressed herself, so I don't really know what to tell you. She's made it this far, and she's a dentist with a huge house with tons of windows. So, I mean, anybody want to fill out a complaint form?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. And basically, that was the lesson for Heavenly. It was an interesting ending to the episode because they're all like, I love you. It was like girl power and stuff. But Heavenly's like, well, thank you again for coming. She's like, I think I found out a lot of things while I'm here. And it's an ongoing journey. And I'm still going to yell and scream at people and possibly break some skulls on the concrete. But I'll try and be nicer about it. Like, yes, now there's a lesson, you know.
Yeah, and then they wind up going back to their hotel room, and they're just like sitting there, and Dr. Jackie's like, so ladies, what a fantastic trip it has been. We're gonna go pack our bags now and get ready to go to bed. You could tell they're like, it's 7 p.m
She goes, I'm sleepy, I'm tired, I've been eating bad. It's like, oh, God. Of course, that's like how she looks at her whole vacation, you know, what she was forced to ingest.
I don't like it when I'm with people and someone says, well, and now we're going to go to sleep. I'm like, uh-uh, you don't tell me when I go to sleep. I'm going to stay up and read the internet.
Yeah, you go to sleep.
Jackie, you go to sleep. I'm going to go find a Quiznos.
Yeah. And I think that's what we're going to do right now, because that's the end of the episode, everybody. Daddy. Thank you for being here, daddies. We will see you in New York City. Ben's already there, but we'll be there this Thursday and Friday for Real Housewives of Dallas and Real Housewives of New York, Season 4, Episode 10 in Morocco. Mm-hmm. And then in November, we're going to be in Seattle. Then December, we're going to be in, I know this, in... what is wrong with me?
You can do it. You can do it.
December in Nashville.
Yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee. So go get your tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com, everybody. And if you want the bonus episodes, go over to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and get them. Also, new ringtones are up. There are a ton of ringtones. So if you want those, go on and get them. He's stopping you.
Yeah, don't you want King of Snorkasm? As your
you can get it now. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
If I hosted my flat on Airbnb for 15 days, I could fly to Melbourne to see my family.
I could buy 2 football season tickets for me and my brother.
Or about 39 moderately priced handbags.
I'll be honest, I'll probably just buy that new sofa.
Host your home today to get the things you want tomorrow. Become a host in London with Airbnb.